You know, I love my brother-in-law. I met him during my first political campaign. During that campaign, he met my sister. He was angry at the time because he had been through a divorce that was particularly ugly and not at all his fault. He had an anger within him, and he had a right to be. However, anger's like a cancer. It eats up the one who carries it and probably has little or no effect on the one to whom it's directed. Anger almost always comes with pain. Sometimes that pain can be substantial, and sometimes it can be long-lasting. What I'm also sure of is that the pain will not subside as long as the anger remains. Even though acceptance can be difficult, you have to let the anger go so the pain can go as well. I am learning that giving up the pain does not necessarily ever mean that you've given up love. Ephesians 4:26-28 says this, "So do not let the sun set on your anger." I have found that anger, properly addressed toward your neighbor, will often heal a heart and make a friend. I'm Robbie Owens, and that's my humble opinion.